It's widely expected that Beijing's experience in the post-game use of Olympic venues will help its bid to secure the Winter Olympiad, CRI's Lo Wen reports.
7 years after the 2008 Olympic Games, the landmark Birdsnest Stadium and Water Cube Aquatic Center in northern Beijing are still attracting tourists and commercial event organizers. As the venue for the opening ceremony of the Beijing Games, the Birdsnest has received more than 24 million tourists over the past years. According to Xiang Jun, the stadium's deputy general manager, major sport and performance events have filled their schedule for the coming 3 years.
We've hosted more than 180 sport matches and performances in the past years, including the concert marking the 30th anniversary of the Rolling Stones and the Italian Super Cup. Actually, there has been no vacancy in our schedule for such a major event before 2018.
Not far from the stadium, the National Aquatic Center, or Water Cube, has turned into a popular water park. Meanwhile, it has also hosted 850 major events since 7 years ago and has been designated as the venue for three competitions sponsored by the world's swimming governing body, FINA, every year. The center's manager, Yang Qiyong, says their business has developed smoothly in multiple areas.
We are trying to build the Water Cube into a place that can both host commercial events and serve sports amateurs. We've established a swimming club with a number of registered members exceeding 10,000 and a water park that features the most advanced facilities in Asia can easily entertain visitors.
The International Olympic Committee will vote on July the 31st in Kuala Lumpur to decide who will host the 2022 Winter Games. China's bid officials have pledged that Beijing and nearby Zhangjiakou will build a limited number of new facilities if they win the bid, in accordance with the IOC's call for frugality. According to their plan, the Birdsnest will be used as the venue for the opening and closing galas, and the Water Cube for curling competitions, while a planned skiing spot in Yanqing County, in northern suburb of Beijing, will be transformed into a training base for the national team after 2022. For CRI, I'm Lo Wen.